here we go again. It's the same scenario, the same old words coming from that filthy mouth. That beautiful, devilish mouth. We're inside our dorm room, bathed in semi-darkness with faint music playing in the background. You're lying in bed, looking all defenseless while I'm at my desk, firing away on my laptop. My back is facing you, which is all well and good. I don't want you to see the expressions I'm making. I don't want to scare you. Every now and then, I'll mumble a reply. I'll even turn around to show you that I'm listening. Your cheeks are flushed. Your eyes are alive with fire. Your perfect lips melt into smiles and laughter as you narrate your latest romantic escapade. Or, if I'm unlucky, your latest sexual adventure. I keep my face devoid of emotion. I smile at the right places. After all, I'm your friend. Oh, honey. If you only knew the things that were going on inside my head. You ramble on. You tell me about your latest crush. You rave about her arresting eyes, her smile, her gorgeous body. In excruciating detail, you explain how you met. You describe what you want to do to catch her attention and eventually to get in between her legs. But the specifics are lost on me. After all, my mind is already drifting to places. For the nth time, I wish you'd just fucking shut up. And it's not for the first time. I wish I had the guts to do it myself. To make you shut up and bend to my will. I should have gotten used to this already. After all, we've been friends all our lives. And we're college roommates now. I'm forced to listen to your stories every single day. I should have gotten numb to it, but the feelings of jealousy and anger only grow stronger and stronger. I feel wanton, depraved desires brewing, simmering, boiling, desperate to claw their way to the surface. I can picture everything. All the things I want to do to you, they're so vivid and real in my head that it's terrifying. I want to push you down in bed, climb on top of you. You'll try to push me away, tell me to stop fooling around, but I won't budge. I am far stronger than you think. I'll grab both your wrists, binding them together to the bedpost. I'll make sure to tie you up real nice and tight. I don't care if it hurts, honey. I don't care if it leaves some marks on that lovely skin. And if you resist or make some noise, I'll slap you. But not too hard. I have other plans for your beautiful face. Ugh, darling, you are so cruel, so heartless. You've made me suffer for years. Maybe you're even doing this on purpose. After all, you can be cunning. So conniving. Maybe you tell me about your crushes and hookups just to make me jealous, to provoke me, to test my limits. I'll make you pay for it. I know you. Once the reality of the situation sets in, you'll start yapping away again, perhaps even curse or scream at me. I'll slap you again. Harder this time. Shut up. You have to shut up. I told you to fucking shut up. I'll take off my panties really quick. Show you how soaking wet it is. Look, this is what you do to me. This is what you've been doing to me for goodness knows how long. You reduce me to my most carnal desires, so you can blame me if I finally act on my urges. You asked for it. You deserve it. Just when you're about to complain, I'll stuff my panties inside your mouth. Oh, your muffled screams are music to my ears, sweetie. And the look of fear in your eyes. Delicious. So utterly delectable. Are those tears? God, I just want to break you. I'll tie each of your ankles to the corners of the bedpost, your legs spread apart. I don't want you kicking me or wiggling too much. When you're all ready, I'll remove the panties in your mouth. But before you can shower me with profanities, I'll lower my pussy in your face, silencing you completely. Oh, honey. Oh, your tongue feels so good against me. Oh, and that dirty little mouth. This is where it belongs. Right under me and worshipping my pussy. Oh, devouring me. Ravaging me. I'll rock my hips. Grind against you. Smother you with my ass. I'll set into a rhythm, matching it to the music playing in the background. Oh, I could do this for hours. You'll try to complain and speak, but that'll only make me feel good, sweetheart. That'll only make me want to fuck your face even harder. Oh, and while my lower body is at work, I'll crouch and start kissing your inner thighs. My lips barely touching your skin. I'll run my fingertips across them, too, ever so gently until you begin to quiver under me. But you can't come. Your only purpose is to serve me, to fulfill my insatiable desires. My pleasure is your pleasure. That's how it will be from now on. I'll play with you between your legs, just enough to elicit a reaction. Enough to make you want to open your mouth even more, desperate to moan. Then I'll ride your face even harder. Every so often, I'll glance over my shoulders and catch you staring back at me. I wonder what I'll see. Rage? Terror? Sheer confusion? Or maybe I've already broken you by then, and I'll only find either emptiness or adoration in your gaze. Sweat will trickle down your beautiful face, mixing with tears. You'll shake your head and wriggle as you try to catch your breath, as you try to keep up with all the sensations, all the animalistic desires building inside you. Ah, those grunts you're making. So lovely. So sweet. And those unspoken pleas. Oh. You poor thing. Of course, honey, I'm not ruthless. I'll give you some air. I'll lift myself a little bit. So you take a sharp inhale of breath and lower my ass on your face almost immediately. I won't let you say a word. I told you I want you to shut up. I'll resume my pace. I want you to feel my pussy throbbing, getting all swollen for you. I want you to get drunk on my juices. I want you to take it all in. I'll fuck your face until your saliva and my juices drip out of your lips, dribbling down your chin, until your face is running with tears, until you're trembling and electric with pleasure, closer and closer to the edge, but unable to climax. I'll grind against you until I explode, until I suffocate you with mind-shattering orgasms. One after the other, until I'm numb between my thighs, until you're a dirty, sloppy mess for me. But this is only the beginning. We'll do this every single day until you learn your lesson. Until you learn your place. Oh, darling. How I desperately want to make you shut up. How I desperately want to make you mine. All mine. Until you're reduced to your deepest, darkest desires. Until the only thing you can do with your filthy little mouth is take my pussy, bring me to orgasm, and moan my name, scream my name, and tell me how hungry you are for me, how much you need me, how much you love me. Repeat again and again. Oh, honey, you sweet little thing. How desperately I want to make you shut up.